Hey guys, Christy here. Just wanted to get started with voicing some of my musings on horses and horsemanship. Today's topic is going to be the difference between being able to set goals and having compelling goals for ourselves, and keeping that balanced with what our horses want for themselves, and knowing the difference between goals and expectations. So, and from my perspective, I feel like a horse who doesn't have an opportunity to reach their fullest mental, emotional, and physical potential is a life wasted. Some of the horses that I feel the most sorry for are the ones who stand around in pastures with not a lot to do, right? Their whole job in life is to turn grass into manure, hay into manure. There's not a lot of purpose, even if they have a herd, you know, especially the smaller the paddock, the less meaning there is in their lives. As human beings, since we domesticated the species, we've taken away every purpose that Mother Nature has given the horse. Mother Nature would tell them to go and roam the prairie to look for good sources of nutrition. Well, we provide the food. They don't have to worry about that. Mother Nature would also tell them to go in search of water. Well, we do that too. Okay, Mother Nature might say, go find salt and minerals so that your body can stay healthy. Oh, we do that too. And finally, Mother Nature might say, go forth and multiply, right? Procreate. And we decide when and who does that as well. So there's really not a lot of purpose to a horse's life that just stands around as a pasture ornament. To me, it's a little bit like sticking grandma in an old folks home and not visiting her, right? That, all she can do is sit in her chair or lie in her bed and wait to die. It's a really low quality life. So it's up to us to add some kind of enrichment to our horses' lives. And I think the only way we can do that is by first acknowledging that as human beings, we need direction, right? For the most part, unless you're one of those really special, one-of-a-kind horsemen out there that was just born with the horsey gene and you just automatically know what to do and have that ability to just bring out the best in the horse regardless, you might need a little something else to focus on, and that's where goals come in. So we need to be able to set a goal with our horses that ignites a fire in our belly, right? We have to be excited about these goals, because somewhere along the way, the journey is going to get hard. It just is. There's no way around it. I have never met anyone trying to become excellent with horses that would be able to say there's not been any bumps in the road whatsoever. There's always a bump in the road. Otherwise, it's boring. Everybody would do it if it was easy, right? So, in order for us to have the motivation to stick with it when times get tough, the goal needs to be compelling to you. But in order for that goal to not be in spite of your horse, or to not rob your horse of their dignity, we have to allow, first of all, we have to allow for our principles on how we go about achieving that goal to be based on the nature of the horse. And the nature of the horse is based on their hierarchy of needs. Their hierarchy of needs are simple. The only things that horses need are safety, comfort, and play. And in that order, if a horse doesn't feel safe, comfort or discomfort won't motivate them. If they don't feel comfortable, they won't feel compelled to play. So we have to base our progress on our horses' needs. That's how we protect their dignity. That's how we protect their essence. That's how we keep from breaking their spirit and avoid turning them into good little soldiers. So put your horses put your horsemanship principles first, and allow your horse to be in charge of the timeline. That's all it takes, my friends. Go out there and make it a great day.